Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over all our electronic and technological devices. We bind the effect that cold weather has on electronics and technology in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the fire of God warming up what needs to be warmed up, Father, in the name of Jesus, even cold hearts. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. You're the mighty God. You're the mighty one of Israel and the mighty one of the body of Christ. Amen. You know, saints, sometimes the enemy attacks you because you're doing the right thing and you're going in the right direction and you're following the Holy Spirit. His whole point is to discourage you. But you know what you do? You tell him where to go in Jesus' name. That's what you do. You tell the devil where to go in Jesus' name. And you remind him of where his resting place will be. You remind him of his future. You tell him where he's going to go. You turn to those scriptures, and that's what you do. You read them out loud to him, and you tell him just where to go. Tell him to go where he ought to go and to be where he ought to be and to get out of your face in Jesus' name. That's what you do. You tell him to get back in the name of Jesus. Amen. And should he not believe you, then it's time for you to administer the beatdown that the Bible says you can do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is great. I just love the Lord. He knows how to come right in at the right time and do the right thing for the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He is right on time. It's not our timing, it's his time. It's not our way, it's his way. It's not our plan, it's his plan. Because that's the plan that works. That's the plan that works. You know, we have our ideas, but he has the right way. Because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways higher than our ways. So we humble ourselves and we submit ourselves to the Lord our God. And we ask him from Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7, to take over because he's Lord of all. And we follow the Holy Spirit. We yield to the Holy Spirit. We don't push our own way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We don't jump off the train because it looks like it's going too slow. You see, you might break your neck like that. So you follow the Lord. That's the sure way, the certain way, the guaranteed way. We welcome you from the local church where it's in the low temperatures today. When I woke up this morning, it was 23 degrees outside. And I thought that to be right interesting. Amen? Amen. It made my bed all warm and toasty. Yes, it did. However, the call of God is here. And so we come to praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We come to praise his name. We come to clap our hands. We come to dance in his name. We come to shout the victory in the name of Jesus. And a hearty good morning, wherever you are and whatever time it is, even if you're on the other side of the world, to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Protestant internet church and a local church assembly in the name of Jesus Christ. And we welcome you. We invite you to join us in our chat room, which is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Assistant Pastor Bill is here, and all of you are here, and everyone else is here, and God's been here waiting on us all this time. Amen? So we're here in his presence, and we can't wait to get started with him. Amen? He is the only God that there is, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Amen? We wouldn't have it any other way. There is victory in Jesus.
Amen.
It may not come the way you think it ought to come, but it'll come. It'll be the victory that he brings. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the way it really ought to be. For those of you that finally found the webpage, if you click MIC Radio Chat, the page will change. That's right across the banner. The page will change and click Guest. Sign in with your name or your handle and greet everyone in the chat room in Jesus' name. You'll find that we're a very loving and communicative church. We talk to everybody. We talk to things. We talk to the air. We talk to demons. We talk to pets. We talk to almost anything, don't we? Amen. Everything that has breath and some things that don't. Praise the Lord. So, so anyway, we're going to have and celebrate Holy Communion. The Lord said, as often as we do this, we ought to do it in remembrance of him. And so if you desire to celebrate with us, this would be your opportunity to collect your elements. Amen? So you say, well, I don't have any grace yet. Well, ask the Lord what he will accept and do what he says. Amen?
Amen?
When you haven't been to the grocery store, you just haven't been to the grocery store. And you might have gone, and it might not have been a thing on the shelf. Amen?
Amen.
So ask the Lord what you can use, and then you know what to do after that. Amen? Praise God. Ah, amen. This is a great day. Amen. And every day is a great day in God's kingdom. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, may we, each of us, come to know the truth of our lives according to the Spirit of truth, who is no lie, no deception, no delusion, no falsehood, no shadow of turning. May each of us humble ourselves to receive and accept the truth, regardless of our fears. May each of us have the courage and trust in you to allow you to unveil the unvarnished facts and the truth to us. Surely you will deliver us from the trap of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You will send your word and heal us and deliver us from our destructions. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, Lord, deliver us out of them all. We will call on you, Lord, and you will save us. You will hear our voice. You have delivered our soul in peace from the battle that was against us. If the Son of God shall make us free, we shall be free indeed. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We wait for you alone. Be our arm of strength every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
Now is your opportunity, saints, to spend a moment with the Lord repenting of your own issues. You know what they are. You know what they are. Because whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent and turn away from everything that displeased you, everything, whether it was a thought, a word, a deed, an emotion, a reaction, a response, the wrong tone in our voice. We repent, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to cleanse us, to heal us, to deliver us, to stand up for us when we are weak, and to hold on to us when we think we are strong. We thank you, Lord, por rokasi de roliki shumbarosa trabriki si tiririosa, for managing and executing the affairs of our everyday lives. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and he's Lord of every aspect of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. We stand forgiving everyone who has in any way offended us, even if it was unintentional, even when it was ourselves. We forgive ourselves, Lord, and we place ourselves in your hands. We thank you for your covering and protecting love. We thank you for your loving kindness and mercy toward us. We thank you for your cleansing, healing, and delivering. And we thank you, Lord, that you're still teaching us how to be just like you. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Amen. No more guilt. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the cup. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. When we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes, saints, you just need to get out of yourself. Sometimes that's really all you need. You know, you mope around, and you kind of okay, and then a minute later you're a little bit out of sorts, and then you're okay again. And you can't figure out quite what's wrong with you. You've already praised the Lord. You pled the blood. Well, what's up? Sometimes you just need to get out of yourself. Sometimes it's just that simple. It's not hard to do. Just step out of your little world and step into God's world. You'll find out that can be enough. That can bring the healing and solace and peace that you've been seeking. Sometimes you just need to step out of you and into God's great world. Amen? Amen. It's a blessing. Yes. Indeed it is. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his agents in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar devils, electronic and digital demons, technology demons and their attacks. We order Leviathan spirits and their attacks. All Kundalini spirits and their attacks. Water and marine spirits, their attacks. Sex devils, their attacks. Unclean spirits and their attacks. Passive devils and their attacks. Pain afflicting spirits. Sleep deprivation spirits. Artificial intelligence. Smart dust. All of these attacks we send back in Jesus' name. All seducing, womanizing, drone, and whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger and the charmers, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the Havana syndrome, the brain changes, and all the injuries, and all remote viewing, and all sonic and audio weapons in Jesus' name. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attack, techno-paganism, and the mind control of the occult. We bind all mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the triggers. We bind all the implantings, every form of mind control, every order, rank, and type. We cut through the squid's arms in Jesus' name. We break the grasp of the puppeteer in the name of Jesus Christ. We burn the strings that connect in the name of Jesus. All those garlands we set fire to with the all-consuming fire of God. Every place where our mind has been closed off, we consume it in the fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Every place where our minds have been closed off by the enemy, we consume in the fire of God in Jesus' name. The fire of God in the minds of God's people. The fire of God in the minds of God's people. The fire of God in the minds of God's people. Come out. All those spirits in the mind, come out of the mind, come out of the mind. All that witchcraft in the mind, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. All the witchcraft in the mind, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. All the witchcraft in the mind, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you in Jesus' name. All the witchcraft that's been implanted there, seeded there, that's been there generationally, that's there by familiar spirits, we command you to come out in the name of Jesus. All the witchcraft that's been transferred into the mind, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out now. Come out of God's people right now. You tell it to leave. It's in your mind. Command it to leave right now in the name of Jesus. All the witchcraft that's in the mind, all the carnality in the mind is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All the carnality in the mind is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every carnal thought, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, casting down imaginations, every foul and evil imagination, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every foul and evil and wicked and unrighteous imagination, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pull you down. We pull you down in the name of Jesus Christ. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we bind you and we bring you captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We make you captive now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every thought we've had in the last 7 months that does not please Jesus Christ, we bind you. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. You've just been seated there. We uncover your roots in Jesus' name, and we uproot you in the name of Jesus Christ. You must leave the body of Christ. You must leave the believers in the name of Jesus Christ. And you're trying to build a belief system based on lies and delusions and deceptions and deceit. We command you to come out of the saint. Come out of every saint. Come out of every saint. Come out of every saint. Lord, we ask that you Father, we ask that you drop the barrier between the conscious and the subconscious and clean it out. The blood of Jesus through the, oh, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus through the mind, through the mind, through the mind. The blood of the, hallelujah. Isha, the blood of Jesus flowing through the mind. The blood of Jesus through the mind, through the mind, through the mind, through the mind, through the mind. Hallelujah. In every crevice, in every hidden place, the blood through the mind, through the mind, through the mind, through the thoughts and intents of the heart. Every fear arrested in Jesus' name. Every anxiety comes subject to the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Whoa, we release the blood stripes of Jesus Christ in the mind. The blood, yes, Lord. The blood stripes of Jesus Christ in the mind. The blood stripes of Jesus Christ released in the mind. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. The blood stripes of Jesus Christ in the mind. Thank you, Lord. Every bruise and every trauma. Every bruise, every trauma, every breach. Every injury that the enemy has brought, we release the healing virtues of Jesus Christ in the mind. The healing virtues of Jesus Christ in the mind. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, every mind in your hand. Every demon arrested and chained in Jesus' name. Fire of God, fire of God, fire of God, fire of God for all eternity in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Cough, saints. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Ha ha! Jezebel! We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. Family devil, we break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold.
Keep coughing, saints. Runda da baroka de deep breath and cough. Ringa da baroka de deosa da breaki. Rila da deosa da baroka de breaki.
Lord, we close every portal in the mind to the demons. We close every portal in our mind to the enemy. Peace of God, mount guard. Peace of God, mount guard.
Prince of Peace, we worship you. Prince of Peace, we worship you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Runga de Gabriel, let it go, so that a Bruka did you go, so that I
shall go.
Hey, get schizophrenia. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the saints. Come out of the saints. Come out of the saints. All double mindedness. Come out of the saints in Jesus' name. Every double minded spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Go into the cage. Into the cage. Into the cage. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels. Go into the cage in Jesus' name. We have the mind of Christ. Paranoia, get out in Jesus' name. Come out, out. All paranoia in Jesus' name. Come out of the same. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Rusa de Diosa da Rechisi. Every apprehensive demon, come out of God's people, bound in Jesus' name. All the strong men are bound in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Childhood fears, come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Hey, Shisha da Diosa. Isha da Diosa. Childhood, come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Hey, hiding behind our own defenses, bound in Jesus' name. There is no hiding place. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood. Lord, you are our shield, our protection, our defense. Confusion, you are bound. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You are Lord of all. We bind the work of every druid. We bind all microwave frequencies, EMF, all frequency weapons, 5G, and all that comes with it in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts in Jesus' name. Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, all Antichrist magic in Jesus' name. All Hindu, Indian, Australian, South American, North American, Caribbean, Latin, magic, and black magic and white magic in Jesus' name. You're bound. Every form of hoodoo is bound. Every order, rank, and type of hoodoo is bound in Jesus' holy name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents and place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship and witchcraft dedication. We bind the formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their web, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirits of the fool, and we bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant, all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rites, ritual, ceremony, sacrifices, proclamations, pronouncements, vows, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon and no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bowel PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation and spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride. We strip him of his scales and all of his armor, and we chain him with eternal chains under darkness and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baselek, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Mammon, and Atlas in Jesus' name. We chain them and all of their underlings with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, cold and hot spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, ceremony. We bind the work of the Demole and all of their artifacts in Jesus' holy name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive. For the Spirit of God says to the church, we repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, but in particular those that are persecuted. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cut ourselves free from every ungodly silver cord, ley line, soul tie, attachment, covenant, agreement, oath, consent, garland, relationship, vow, pledge, pact, league, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, the other night a sister came up and testified about how you separated her from friendships that were demonic. And you showed her the truth, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to sever us from every demonic relationship in our lives in Jesus' name. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our hearts. Open our minds. So when you're trying to show us the truth of the situation, we will receive your truth, Lord. Teach us, Lord, the kind of relationships that we are to have. Bring us out, Lord, out of our darkness and into your marvelous light. You say in your word, Father, that if we follow you, we will not walk in darkness, but we will have the light of life. Shine your light on our relationships, Lord. Shine your truth on our relationships. Hallelujah, ruga di brishata rekita, runa da breke silda la dioso tor rekita rakaha, reki di diosuda rekima mamamasho tor gise, rise di brushata da brakaha. May we come to know the truth, Lord, and may we allow your truth to make us free. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father, we break down, tear down walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, satans, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, and all such persons that dabble in the occult in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, even the lady with the hand by the side of the road, her too. Amen. We break the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, charm, spell, fetish, all psychic thoughts, psychic prayers, witchcraft, sorcery, voodoo, magic, all mind control, everything the enemy does in the area of our mind, attacking us. We command it to come up and out of us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, everywhere we have yielded our minds to the enemy's device and trickery, we repent
and forsake it in Jesus' name. For you have redeemed us, spirit, soul, and body. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, where we have been ignorantly involved in contributing to the delinquency of a sinner or a backslidden saint, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your judgment and your intervention. And we ask that you bring us to repentance in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes, Lord, we have ignorantly injected or interjected things that we should not have in ignorance. We've done things that we thought were right that were absolutely wrong. So we ask you, Lord, to help us. You said if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged, Lord. So we come before you, Lord, asking you to guide us in judgment in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, we bind up all psychic power, psychic warfare, incense and candle burnings, chantings, ungodly blessings, root works, tribal rituals and sins, crystals, and anything sent to us from the demonic realm in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Well, you should be feeling a little better now. You can fix your helmet of salvation right back up there so it'll fit just right. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. All right, saints. Well, today the Lord has a word for us. Aren't we glad? I am. Say, I'm glad, Lord, for the word that you have for us today. Because I need this word, Lord. I need this word. Amen. As soon as Pastor gets her act together here, we'll go with this. There we go. Amen. Praise him. It's a great day in the kingdom. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Saints, have you ever been faced with a challenge that was larger than life in your eyes? Have you ever needed to tackle a problem that was beyond your grasp? Have you ever faced an issue that immediately discouraged you, disheartened you, and made you feel afraid? Have you ever been swept away with a tide of bad news? If you haven't, just keep living. Just keep living. If you have, then there is hope for you. Our hope is found in Jesus Christ himself. Amen?
Amen.
Our hope is found in Jesus Christ himself. Faith is the exercise of an opportunity to rationally evaluate the situation by the things which are tangible, things seen, things felt, heard, documented, experienced, and to choose, in spite of these situations, to believe that the intervention of the Godhead, based on the promises of Holy Scripture, will bring about a righteous outcome in the end. Let me give you that again. Faith is the exercise of an opportunity to rationally evaluate the situation by the things which are tangible, things seen, felt, heard, documented, experienced, and to choose, in spite of these situations, to believe that the intervention of the Godhead, based on the promises of Holy Scripture, will bring about a righteous outcome in the end. Amen?
Amen.
Faith does not require that you live in a fantasy world, nor pretend that the facts do not exist. Faith does not ask that of you. Instead, faith demands that we look squarely at the facts, as they are called, and choose to deal with those facts by implementing a courage strong and trust in the true and living God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we look, you see there's some looking involved here. While we look, not at the things which are seen. So you see, we have to move our viewpoint away from the obvious. You see, it says things which are seen. We can see them. They're right in our face. But we look not at the things which are seen that are obvious, right up in your face, can't miss. But, so that means when we shift our viewpoint, we're shifting from these things which are seen to something else. But at the things which are not seen. Now, we know that God has dispatched angels all around us, and they are not those little things they put out in the card store, you know, the little fat babies with the two big cheeks that look like they've got a potato in one side and an orange or a grapefruit in the other side, and then they stick some little teeny-weeny ugly wings on. That's not an angel, okay? Angels don't look like that. I guarantee you they don't. One day the Lord will let me give you an account of that so you'll know for sure that they don't look at all like that. Amen? But we look at the things which are not seen. So we know that wherever we go, our angels are going there with us. The Bible tells us that. But that doesn't mean we get to see it in the natural. Or we'll be standing there all day staring at this angel instead of paying attention to what God wants us to pay attention to. You see, there are things that God allows us to see and things that he doesn't allow us to see. Doesn't mean they're not there. It means you can't see them. Case in point, baby in a crib, hollering and screaming. He thinks his mama is nowhere to be found. So he hollers and screams a little louder. She still doesn't come. Then he ranks it, you know, he ratchets it up another octave. Surely if he gets real loud, she'll show up. And she doesn't. And then he goes into the fit. You know what that is. My brother used to do that. You could hear him all the way down the street, all the way to the corner. There would be nobody in the room. My mother and I would be right outside the door watching him in the crib. And he'd crank it up loud enough for you to hear him past the little store where you would go to buy your cookies when your mom wasn't looking, all the way down to the corner where the bus came at the bus stop. You could hear him. He was just that loud. There was nothing wrong with him. He had been fed. His diaper had been changed. He was just showing his you-know-what. Amen? So you see, the angels are there whether you see him or not. His mom was standing right there, even though he couldn't see her. So there's no reason for you to throw tantrums. Amen? There's no excuse for any saint having a big meltdown and a tantrum because your Heavenly Father is right there. The angels are there too. And to tell you the truth, that tantrum makes you look real silly. Praise the Lord. So we won't do that anymore now, will we? Amen. Very good. We're growing. For the things which are seen are temporal. They're temporary. They're passing away. But the things which are not seen are eternal. They're not going anywhere. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to do a little better than we've been doing, aren't we? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is a real and powerful spirit. It should be rightly directed and anchored in Jesus Christ and his promises. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, faith is real, it's tangible, and it's the substance of the things that are desired. It's the evidence of the things we can't see in the natural. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. So you see here, those that have come before us, when they walked in faith, they got a good report from God. We should want a good report card too. So that should encourage us to walk in faith like they did. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. By faith, through faith, we understand. So that means when we come out of this natural thing that we live in all the time and we begin to move in faith, it brings a level of understanding that we can't get any other way. Through faith, we understand something that we weren't there to see, that the world, all of them, were framed. You know, like they build a wood frame for a house. The worlds, all of them, were framed by the word of God. There was no big bang, okay? God spoke. So that things which are seen, you know, things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You're only going to understand this scripture when you're in faith. When you're in your little natural stuff, it's not going to make any sense to you at all. Okay? All right. Let's go on to Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I'm begging you, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. You see, in order to live these scriptures, we must live by faith. And in order to live by faith, we must do these scriptures. Instead of following the protocol and customs issued by the rationalization of the world and unrighteous people, we must choose a different pathway. Okay, what do you mean by choose a different pathway? All right, you go to your financial advisor, and he tells you based on this and this and this and this and this and this and our company's portfolio, you ought to do this with your money. What you do at that point is you take that person's advice to you and you submit it to the Holy Spirit. And you say, Heavenly Father, let me know if this is your counsel or not, if I ought to follow or if I ought to discard, if I ought to seek someone else's counsel through some other vessel. You see, our Lord is the all-wise counselor. He's our all-wise Savior. He's the counselor. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 1 not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. That doesn't mean that the person that spoke never came to Christ. It just means that that counsel is not God's counsel to us at that time. So any counsel we receive, we must submit it to the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Very good. We got that one. Okay. We must decide to respond to our issues, our problems, our challenges with a different set of objectives and standards. A different set of objectives and standards. We must learn to choose the God way out, even if we do not yet understand what that will mean to us. When faced with a perplexity at the onset, we need to choose, Lord, no matter what this takes, I'm going to do what the scriptures say to do. I'm going to follow your counsel in this matter. I'm going to come out of this the God way. We need to say that to ourselves out loud so ourselves will hear us and go, okay, it's the God way out this time. Amen? Instead of doing what we always do in our heads, we're just going and going and going. And God, he's still knocking, trying to get your attention. And then you go to spouting out, Lord, blah, 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 and you know how you do. And he's still trying to get your attention, but he can't, you know, you can't stop the mouth long enough for him to break through. You know, yeah. Then you go into the worry and the anxiety, and here comes the fear sitting right there. Okay, so we got to decide not to do it that way anymore because that's the path that gets us in trouble every single time. And we end up repenting of it every single time. It's time for us to change that pattern of behavior. It's time for a change, yeah. Amen. We must make better and trusting choices based on our hope in Jesus Christ. That's the way we have to do it. We got to switch from that habit of what we've always done to the God way out. And we have to actively choose it every single time. When the situation comes, you can no longer do, well, the last time you can't do it that way anymore. You've got to actually do Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. You have to actually stop yourself and acknowledge him in every single little issue about this situation. And then you have to allow the Holy Spirit to direct you in and out, even if what he tells you to do makes no sense to you whatsoever. Amen. After all, he's God. He can't be wrong. Amen. Amen. You know, it's like this. You're looking for a new refrigerator. So you say to yourself, self, I'll just go down the street over here to store ABC. And I hear they have good sales, and I'm going over there looking for a refrigerator. No, wrong. Number one, you haven't stopped to say, Lord, I have a situation. How would you like for me to handle it? And then, you know, you have in the back of your mind how much the refrigerator is going to cost and how much you actually have in the checking account. Now, you see, you could jump in the car and run down the street to store ABC, or you can wait around in the Holy Spirit. You know how you kind of praise the Lord and mope around the house at the same time, you know. And wait on him to speak to you and say, call your Aunt Gladys. You know how you normally do. When he says call Aunt Gladys, you think that means, okay, they'll put that on my list of things to do. No, he meant call Aunt Gladys right now. So just say perhaps you got it this time. And you stop and you call Aunt Gladys. Hi, Aunt Gladys, how you doing? Well, I just called to see how you were doing. And y'all just chit and chat. And you happen to mention, you know, that your refrigerator is on the blink and you're going to go down to store ABC and get one. And she said, don't you do that. I just bought a brand new refrigerator and I can't figure out what to do with the old one. There's nothing wrong with it. I just wanted the new model. But what were you going to do? You were running down to store A, B, and C and seeing if they had a sale that week and if somebody had a coupon because you were going in there and you're going to spend money you didn't have to spend on a brand new refrigerator. And Aunt Glass is wanting to give the refrigerator away. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless us. We're learning. We're learning, Lord. We're learning. So in verse 1 of this passage, we are urged to present our bodies, which we occupy here on the earth, to God. That means to turn our bodies over to Jesus Christ for his indwelling and for his use. For his use. You will no longer be in command. He is your Lord. He is in command. Whatever happens with your body under his command must first clear first with him. You are his spirit, soul, and body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you? See, the Holy Ghost has a temple. It's your body. Amen? Temples are holy places of worship. You're not supposed to do anything that's sacrilegious or defiling or unholy in a temple, which ye have of God. So in other words, this temple, you got that from God. That's how you got it. Your ma and pa might have done their little biological part, but you got this temple from God. And ye are not your own. See, you've been redeemed. You're not your own. You don't belong to the devil. You belong to Jesus Christ. You are his personal property. He hung on the cross to redeem you, to buy you back from Satan. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. All right, somebody wanted me to help them fill out a piece of paper, or rather a form from their employment, about why they did not want to take the COVID vaccine. Well, first of all, your body isn't yours anyway, and you're not the commander. You can't do anything that the Holy Spirit does not allow you to do with it. And if he has given you no edict, no command to do what they are trying to intimidate you into doing, then you can't do it, and you just need to outright tell them that. The answer is right here in black and white. Amen? Praise the Lord for that. This is part of the submission that you owe to the Lord Jesus. Furthermore, you may no longer swallow the world's propaganda of objectives and unrighteousness. You can't just suck it up like you do air. You're supposed to have a filter called the Word of God. From now on, you must engage in active transformation and change. Active transformation and change. How, you say? By opening up to a new freshness and renewal in your mind and action. By opening up to a new freshness and renewal in your mind and action. New thoughts, new behaviors. To become a new and different person who is now able to demonstrate through daily living what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God without presumption but in truth. That was a lot. Let me do that again. How? By opening up to a new freshness and renewal in your mind and action. New thoughts, new behaviors. To become a new and different person who is now able to demonstrate through daily living what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God without presumption but in truth. Truthful living fleshed out. That's what that's about. We are to be truthful and not high-minded in our walk of faith. We are not to presume on the will of God, but we are to obtain clear direction from our obeying his voice and submitting to his word. Amen? In all of our ways, we are to acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And it might be to Aunt Glass. He is our director. The Holy Spirit does this, not we ourselves. We are to deal seriously according as the Lord has released his grace, the measure of faith to each of us. You see, you might have the exact sort of same issue. And he tells one, wait. He tells another, go to the dealership. Which grace he releases to you is the one you walk in. Amen? Amen. That's how we do this. The actual ability to believe on him and his word. He releases to us the ability to believe what he's telling us and his word. We must realize the importance of this gift, because it is a gift from God. The measure of faith to believe God is a gift from God. And the use of this gift should be to his glory. You see, all men have not faith. But it's a gift to us that we're supposed to use to God's glory. Faith is the channel that God uses to bring blessings into our lives. I sort of think about it like the Suez Canal. You got this canal that links a certain body of water with another certain body of water. And when it operates just right, then the cargo can go through. But if you block it up, nothing's coming through. Amen? Without the proper implementation of faith, it is impossible to please God, period. Faith works by love, because love believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things, and rejoiceth in the truth. Many have tried to walk in faith without simultaneously walking in truth. This will not work. You can't have part right and part wrong and come out with God. It just doesn't work that way. You can't have some devils and a little bit of Jesus and think that that's, the world still thinks they can do this way. They think they can have one foot in the world and one foot in the church on Sunday when they're having a picnic, and that's going to work. That doesn't work. It just doesn't work that way. So I thought I'd spare you that trouble and let you know it won't work. For we must be led by the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. So if truth is not the basis of this, then you can't have faith in Allah. God doesn't operate that way. You know, Satan is the father of lies. And it just doesn't work. It won't jive. It just won't go. Amen? We must grow to the place where we are not bowled over by circumstance or challenge. We must become anchored in Jesus Christ so that without any prompting, we know that we cannot fail because there is no failure in Jesus. We shouldn't have to sing five songs for you to finally get it again. You ought to have it so deep in you that when the challenge comes, you just go, okay, Lord. We must learn to commit our way to the Lord in reality every single day, not once a week on Sunday. The self-willed must learn to humble themselves in submission and seek his will, not their own, and they must do it consistently. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, beginning with verse 12, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, beginning with verse 12, it reads as follows, "And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry." Jesus got hungry. See, he had a natural body like yours. You get hungry, he got hungry. He knows what it's like when you're hungry on a fast, okay? So that's not an excuse for you to cheat. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came. If haply or perhaps he might find anything thereon. So Jesus was hungry. He saw a fig tree that had leaves on it, so he knew it was supposed to have some fruit at that season. So he went to get him some figs. Okay? No, they were not fig Newtons, just regular figs. Okay? And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Okay? Jesus went, "Now, you know, this ain't right." And Jesus answered and said unto it, he talked to the fig tree. See, I told you earlier in the service, we talk to things, to spirits, to people. We talk to situations and weather. Jesus talked to the fig tree. So if you go out there and talk to your rose bush, you are not insane. Amen. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Jesus didn't appreciate that evidently. All right. Verse 20. Mark chapter 11, verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest. It withereth away. It withered away. You cursed it, and it withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, hasn't the Lord been talking to us about what comes out of our mouth? And some of us are getting what we said, aren't we? Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. He said, believe. When you're praying, believe that you receive them. Not 3 weeks down the road. When ye pray, whatsoever things you want, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespass. Amen. And he means it. Praise the Lord. Jesus encourages us and reminds us to have faith in God. Yes, faith in God. Not faith in your tax preparer, nor faith in your attorney, nor faith in your banker, nor faith in your employer, nor faith in the government, nor faith in public officials, nor faith in your financial portfolio, but rather have faith in God himself. Trust completely in the character and nature of Jesus Christ himself. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Amen. So Jesus' word is upholding all things by the word of his power. Amen. His word is holding up everything. The very power in his word holds everything together. That's why our world has not completely disintegrated. Many of us need to repent for trusting our doubts instead of trusting Jesus himself. Many of us ought to repent for trusting in our fears instead of trusting Jesus. Many of us need to forsake our reliance and dependence on the world and trust Jesus instead. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 17, beginning with verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 17, beginning with verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Jeremiah 17, beginning with verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, God is speaking, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Some of us want some different fruit. Amen?
Amen. Say, I met a man yesterday. A snowbird, as we call them here in the South, and we got into a conversation about his belief in who Jesus Christ really is. He told me that Jesus was a really laid-back guy who only got a little upset one time when he drove the money changers out of the temple. So I corrected him. I said that Jesus was a militant. He came in confronting the religious order of the day to their faces, and he never bit his tongue either. He took on their hatreds, their envies, their jealousies, and their sins. He confronted their hypocrisy. He uncovered their lies. I told him that he had the wrong picture of Jesus Christ. The picture that he had was painted by false religion. Jesus was not a wimp or a wuss either. Jesus displayed commanding authority. And we just saw an example with the fig tree where Jesus operated in that very commanding authority and got results. You see, there are some people that have this idea of Jesus that he's some weak, emaciated sissy. But that is not the Jesus Christ of the Bible. They have a flawed and very erred perception of who Jesus Christ is. And the problem with that is some of the saints are the same way. So when they attempt to execute faith, their faith is in a perception of a Jesus that is not the real Jesus. So their faith does not work. See, you have to have the real Jesus. Not the Jesus of your understanding. You have to have the Jesus of the Holy Scriptures of the King James Version of the Bible. Any other version of Jesus just won't work. You see, Jesus does not respond in a way that we would desire when we believe lies about it. We actually have to have truth. So for faith to operate properly, we have to have the truth about Jesus Christ.
So I told him, you've got the wrong picture of Jesus Christ. You still believe that he's that guy in the picture on the wall who looks like he needs 3S tonic and a B12 injection. If you have one of those pictures, find a fireplace or a trash can, but don't keep that thing. Saints, that's not the real Jesus. That's a picture painted by an ignorant artist. I encourage my new friend to ask the real Jesus Christ to reveal himself to him, and so should many of you. Many are not trusting the real Jesus Christ. You're believing in your own idea of Jesus Christ. As your pastor, I challenge you to discover the real Jesus Christ. And once you have come to realize who he is in truth, follow him in faith. Amen? Amen. Stand for the benediction, please. Amen. We're going to begin first, though, by praying for my new friend. He told me he was 62% Sicilian. I don't know which part of him you have to cut up to find the Sicilian part, but that's what he told me. So I said, okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift my new friend to you. We bind all the lies that he's heard in church and from other people about you. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to have mercy upon him. Show him your loving kindness and reveal to him the real Jesus Christ. And not him only, Lord, but others that are just like it. Lord, there are people that have been in church all of their lives, and they still do not believe that you will allow them, because of their own choices, to go to hell. They aren't serving the true and living God. You gave us a free will. We get to use it. And we get to reap the fruit of it. Strip away the lies, Lord. Strip away the lies. Thank you, Lord. I receive your promise to save his soul. And Lord, while he's up there whittling on pieces of wood, don't let him cut his finger. Amen. Again, as your pastor, I challenge you. Amen. I challenge you to discover the real Jesus Christ. It's important. You got to have the real one, or else you ain't going to heaven. Because any other one is Antichrist. This is important, saints. It's important to have the right one. You know, they're preaching more than one of them out there. They got a Jesus that does this, a Jesus that makes everybody a millionaire, and a Jesus that does this and that, and a Jesus that's solely all entertainment. You got to have the right Jesus or your faith won't work. Amen?
Amen.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And the church said, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Saints, Pastor loves you, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Somehow.